Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. Today, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to host and introduce a very special guest, Dr. Karina Zhou, who is a senior research scientist at the University of Oxford. Since 2019, Karina has been the lead scientist in process development for the large-scale manufacturing of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, which to date has seen over 3 billion doses administered worldwide. So it is a remarkable impact on global health. Her commitment extends beyond COVID-19, as she has also played a critical role in projects involving rabies and Ebola vaccines. So for her outstanding contributions, Karina has recently received numerous prestigious awards. Just to mention a few, she has been awarded the winner of Young Investigator Award 2022 by Vaccines. She has been awarded the Women of the Year Award 2021 by Times Indonesia, the Inspiring Woman 2022 by Forbes Indonesian, and People of the Year Award in the category Scientific Breakthrough by Metro TV, among many others. So a very, very warm welcome to you, Karina, and thank you very much for being here with me today. To start, I think it would be great to hear a little bit about your studies and how did everything start for you in this space.
Yeah, so I chose to do biotechnology for my bachelor. I decided on doing biotechnology when I was still in high school. It was from my biology teacher. She was showing me about wonderful thing we can do with molecular biotechnology. So I chose to do my biotechnology in University of Hong Kong. I spent 3 years studying in Hong Kong, and then I went slightly off track. I studied commercial cookery after that, and then working to be a chef for a couple of years. And then I realized that I like doing science better. So I decided to continue doing master in biotechnology as well in Australia. So I studied in RMIT, and then I went on to continue my education in PhD in biotechnology.
Wow, that's such an incredible, inspiring story. So what are you currently working on at the University of Oxford?
I'm currently still working on how to best produce the viral vector technology in a much larger scale, but I'm using a scaled-down model and also applying a new technology called perfusion technology, combining with the new cell lines that we can improve the productivity more significantly. And then this is an effort to answer the CEPI challenges, which we have to produce a lot of vaccines in less than 100 days after pathogen identification.
Right. So is your work a lot about engineering, or is it more, how would you describe the work that you do in very simple words?
If I would have to describe my work in like in the terms of the field and in simple term, it's a combination between biology, because there's a biology side of it, working with the cells and with the virus, as well as with the engineering, which is the machine and the technology itself, and also the economical sides. We have to make sure that the product that we made, which is the vaccine, is a low cost, so low middle income country can still afford it. Right. So it's a combination of the three.
Right. You've been involved also with VaxHub. So at the start of VaxHub, what was your research about within the group?
Yeah, so I was recruited by the University of Oxford to work on the rabies vaccine project. So at the time, my group already started doing clinical trial in UK and also in Tanzania. So they are trying to go on a bigger scale in the phase 2 clinical trial. So my project was to design a process development for manufacturing for viral vector rabies vaccines. so it can be produced in the larger scale.
And then did you use that work to then did that work have a contribution during the COVID-19 pandemic? Did you use some of that work to and applied it to the development and scaling up of the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yeah, that's correct. So both the rabies vaccine and Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine using the same vaccine-based technology. And the major difference is if we are using a Chadox 1 for Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, we are using a slightly different vector technology for rabies vaccine, which is Chadox 2. It's the second generation of the vector. But essentially, they are both viral vector vaccines. At the time, I was already experimenting with how to improve the production in the upstream. That means how to best feeding the cell with nutrients that allow the cell to produce more significantly higher viral vector, which is called the upstream, which is the production phase. I did the experiment in such a small scale, at the most is 30 ml or 2 tablespoons, and I found some kind of recipe that can improve the productivity significantly before the pandemic.
That's wonderful. I think it would be very nice to hear from you, maybe if you have any advice for young people that would like to become scientists, and what would be your recommendations?
I think my advice to the young people wants to be a scientist. Firstly, you have to like the field first. You have to like the science. You have to have the persistence, resilience, and curiosity. Because I will not lie, because to be a scientist, we have to do a lot of studying. Most of the time, we have to study more than 5 to 6 years until you get a PhD and then become a doctor to have your own project. Yeah, I think my advice to the young people is just to follow your passion. If science is your passion, you will eventually be there.
Succeed. That's absolutely, I think, a great advice. And what do you think for your own personal career? What are your wishes? Are you looking into, is there a specific project that you'd like to be involved with in the future? How does your future career, how do you picture it in your head?
Yes, I always want to be an inventor, which I recently become one. But my work is not only limited to the vaccines. So before I came to Oxford, I worked in the government laboratory, the biggest one in Australia. So we work a lot with biologics, with monoclonal antibodies, with cancer treatment, with malaria treatment, and most of other biologics that can be used in human. So I would like to work on those area more. So I would like to create some platform that can better be used in medical treatment. So to invent, to create something that's already there, but in the much optimum sites. So it's better in immunogenicity, it's better in affinity. So
yeah. So would you still be working on the process and on the production?
I would like to work in from end to end.
Okay.
To better optimize the material itself, and then to create the production process for the material, and also to try to introduce them to the clinical trial patients.
Wonderful. What do you think is one of the biggest challenges for researchers that work in academia? What do you think? What would you say?
I think the biggest challenge for the current scientists is to find their own niche in the industry. Whether it's in academia or in industry, they have to know what kind of field that they wanted to do for the rest of their career, and that it has to have their own unique specialty, not only for not is shouldn't be the same like the other people in the department.
Right. Maybe just to conclude, it would be great to know what gives you more joy about the job you do, what inspires you every day.
I think makes me keep going every day is because my work is in line with my purpose of life. So when in my high school, I decided to do biotechnology because I can see the impact that they have in the society. So I'm also choosing the translational science, which I'm doing now. So it's really it's between the lab and the clinical trial and the commercial life. So I can see what is the effect of my work to the human society. Will it bring a positive impact to the people? So by I'm lucky enough to see that my work can save lives. And it brings joy to what I'm doing.
Absolutely. I think we saw with the COVID-19 vaccine that it did save many, many lives. So congratulations for all your achievements. And thank you very much to be here today and for this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub, Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.